Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Above and Beyond by Al Locke, Bangkok, Thailand. In 1982, I was a lieutenant in Fort Campbell, Kentucky, while serving as an infantry platoon leader in the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division. One evening, while relaxing in my room, I received a call from the staff duty NCO in my company. Soldiers from our company had gone to a bar off post, and one had called to find a ride back. Though they weren't from my platoon, I said I'd go. I climbed into my Jeep, drove down to the bar, and got the private who needed a ride. Driving back on a dark state highway, we came upon an unmarked turn with downed wires across it. The Jeep overturned and we were thrown out. Civilians in a nearby house called an ambulance, which took us to Fort Campbell Army Hospital. The duty NCO was informed. The private had minor injuries, but I had skidded down the road and my upper body, face, and arms were covered with extensive friction burns. In the emergency room, an Army nurse cleaned an open wound I had over one eye. As she worked, Sergeant First Class Booker T. Daly stuck his head in. Sergeant Daly was platoon sergeant for the private I'd driven. As we spoke, a doctor came in, gave me a brief exam, and then told the nurse, "Don't worry about him. He'll die of shock," and left the room. Never had I seen SFC Daly so angry. He asked the nurse where he could find the hospital commander, stormed off, and returned with a colonel. The colonel spoke with the nurse and me, then left. He quickly returned with several people and gave rapid orders for care of my burns. Many people worry about their career, their own responsibilities, but not rocking the boat. SFC Daly took action to correct a wrong without a thought to the consequences for himself. He likely saved my life. My company commander didn't visit that night. He came the next day. And my battalion commander never showed up. Yet a man who had no official obligation to me did his duty and beyond. SFC Daly returned several times to visit and even called my parents. I learned a lot that day about being a human being and a soldier. I learned to do the right thing when other people need help without worrying about what people think, or if that'll affect me. I learned to be willing to stand up for what I think is right. SFC Daly wasn't intimidated by that captain or seeking out a colonel. Never again will I let myself be intimidated. I learned that anyone can help anyone else, regardless of status or other ways we use to differentiate people. SFC Daly was a professional soldier, but more importantly, an ethical and concerned person. It is people like him that we need in our armed forces, our country, and our lives. Booker T. Daly is the kind of person we need to strive to be.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.